The point is, you don't have to be like super called, super Christian kind of, you know, man, when I look at you, I see the SC on your chest. Super Christian. I'm trying to say that you don't have to have a super calling, that the calling that you have is indeed enough, and that the thing that is exciting is not even your verbal putting it together and you got the words just right. The thing you need to look at is what I put in the bold and black. You need to remember you have an extraordinary who?
God.
And you have an extraordinary who?
Savior.
And you have an extraordinary what?
Salvation.
That can speak to what?
Yes.
Every human need and concern. You might have to read a little bit of that on your own, and I'll hit it maybe next month or next time we do this. Let me say it in a word in case I can't get to it. The really cool thing about Jesus is that he really can answer every human need. Okay, at least one person, two people believe that. Three. Jesus Christ, this is the cool thing. You have such an extraordinary Savior. All you got to do is just talk about him.
Amen.
He can answer every human need. Any need that a human has, Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen.
That's the good thing about just talking about him.
Yes.
Every need they have, and we'll show you how to take any need that a person has and show that Jesus Christ literally is the answer for that need. We have an extraordinary God. All right, I'm going to skip points 1, 2, and 3 I just mentioned. Point 1 is being in the Word. Point 2 is worship and prayer. Point 3 is watch your own personal development and work on that which is lacking in your own life. Set a schedule for personal development. How many of you have a schedule? Don't raise your hand. How many of you have a schedule, a plan, some kind of written kind of document about developing your own personal development? Think about it. You might not hit it, but it's written for you to do. Something I challenged myself, and I got to do at the beginning of every year to just get myself together. I was very good at it for a while, but we have these goals, that goals. Do you have written spiritual goals? Written spiritual goals. In the area of your Bible reading, perhaps. In the area of your development of witness. In your area of church involvement. In your area of just a meditation time. In your area of interaction with the saints of God. In your area of going out and being salt. Spiritual goals.